December 30th, 2012, in Chennai Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 1, Text 19. Surface of the earth. Cha. Also. Ava. Certainly. Tumulaha. Uproarious. Abhyana Nundayan. Resounding. Now you're going to read the word.
I don't think they're going to hear me.
That mic doesn't work either? That needs to come. Translation. Can you hear me? Okay. Everyone in the back, you can hear me? Yes, everybody move forward 1 meter. 1, 2, 3, move! Prabhupada said that one of the purposes of our International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to bring the members closer to each other. Okay, can you hear me in the back? Yes, all the way in the back. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes? Yes, okay. The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra. Can you do that in Tamil?
Bhagavad Gita, 1st Adhyayam, 19th Padam. Palver Sangaligali Murakam, Peroliaga Yedinde, Bumiyum Vanamum, Nadangamara Yedirolika, Dhritarashtra, Magantaluria Yidiangal, Sidari Poina.
Srila Prabhupada's purport. When Bhishma on the side of Duryodhan blew their respective conch shells, there was no heartbreaking on the side of the Pandavas. Such occurrences are not mentioned. But in this particular verse, it is mentioned that the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra were shattered.
Shattered.
They were shattered. That was pretty good. By the sounds vibrated by the sons of Dhritarashtra, by the Pandavas party. This is due to the Pandavas and their confidence in Lord Krishna. One who takes shelter of the Supreme Lord has nothing to fear, even in the midst of greatest calamity.
Friend said, "Oh, I wish I could be the king like you."
It's just some noise. We are just like little ants swept away in the force of time. Although Duryodhana and Bhishma were so strong, such a big army, they were all finished. Arjuna saw them entering into the mouth of the universal form and being crushed in the teeth of Vishnu. All of our material means to find security are all failures. Security. this point. We have a desire for water because we are not creatures of the desert. This is a world of fear and calamity. Destruction and disappointment. We are not part of this world. If we were part of this world, where would the desire for security come from? Desert creatures who don't drink water have no desire for water. It's a very difficult illusion to break.
Even a child can do it. Even an American like me can do it. One simply has to meditate on the name of the Lord. Of course, there's a whole science of Bhakti Yoga. But the essence is just simply to meditate on the reality.
Saying
the mantra in your mind.
Now 12:30.